Wishes you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Make sure to keep it locked.
Did you know the average cough can travel distances of up to 6 feet?
What?
Government-required face coverings cut this number down exponentially. COVID-19 is one of the worst global pandemics we've seen to date, so simple guidelines have been put into place, such as social distancing and wearing masks. And yet, still not everyone is wearing them over a year later. Studies are showing major inconsistencies in mask wearing across different age groups, with certain groups wearing them significantly less than the others. Especially in ever-changing times like this, wearing your own mask properly is the only constant, and it is important to encourage it whenever possible. Wear a mask and save a life so you can get back to yours.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Thursday, October 12th, the GSRC and other organizations are hosting Closet in the Quad for National Coming Out Day. There will be snacks and activities in the Schumacher Quad from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. On Friday, October 13th, the Office of Equity and Inclusion is hosting the Belonging in Oneonta Festival from 3 to 6 p.m. in the CME Great Room in Lee Hall. There will be food, community vendors, and activities. Also on Friday, Activities Council is hosting bingo at 9 p.m. in the Hunt Union Red Dragon Theater. Prizes are available. On Saturday, October 14th, the Science Discovery Center is hosting a live eclipse viewing from 12 to 2 p.m., and it will be open from 10 to 4 p.m. for a day full of fun space activities. Also on Saturday, Music Industry Club is hosting Fall Fest at 1 p.m. in the President's Garden. And finally, on Sunday, October 15th, the Nebula Society is hosting a Mythology of the Stars event at 7 and 8 p.m. in the Perna Science Planetarium. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM, Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week and keep it locked.
for something new. And though I try to fix it, the traffic climbs more every day.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. My name is Gideon Dean, and you just heard our guest for this morning. Please welcome Ali Sant.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. So we just heard your brand new song, The Flood. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
We have not had live music in this studio for so long, and so it's so cool when, like, somebody pulls up with an acoustic guitar and you're like, all right. So that was The Flood. I really want to dive into the recording process for this song, because I've heard it live a lot in the past, like, year or two. Can you tell us a little bit about bringing that into the studio, your collaborative process with other musicians to make it what it is?
Yeah, absolutely. This song is funny because I actually wrote it back in 2018 or 19, somewhere around there. So it's been around for a while. And like 20 different musicians have played this with me, and it's taken on different versions every time. So when I finally was ready to start recording it as a studio version, there were so many directions I could take it in because I had played it so many different ways, like acoustic with a really like heavy band feel, or with a bunch of harmonies, or none at all and just me. So there were a lot of different directions, and it ended up kind of becoming this country-ish folk rock thing, which I was happy with, and definitely inspired by Fleetwood Mac and the Tedeschi Trucks Band, Little John Mayer. So yeah, and thanks to the musicians I recorded with, it became that kind of folk rock sound that it is now. So I started recording drums for this song back in 2022. And the reason being that it was a side project for a lot of months while I was pursuing other music projects, and then finally it became more of the center of my focus in the past few months. But Dylan Travison played drums on this. He was the drummer and singing double, and he recorded it in Studio A, like on campus, and we had such a great time. Like, he's done all the drums for my solo stuff that I have coming out in the next few months. And then Teddy Holly played lead guitar, and Mike Aaron played bass. And then I actually, do you know the website Fiverr?
I don't think so.
It's one of those hired gun websites where you can pay a musician to like play on your stuff.
Oh, okay.
So that's how I found that really cool like slide guitar sound that's in the final one. That was a guy online who I reached out to. I'm like, hey, do you want to play on my song? And he was so nice and did such a fantastic job. His name's Thomas. But yeah, like the whole recording process was very much like drawn out over 2 years. A lot of it was also, you know, in my apartment closet doing vocals, or in my friends' living rooms and basements, which I feel like goes for a lot of the bands and musicians on campus, that it's very DIY up here.
Mm-hmm.
But we also use the campus studios, so it's definitely a mix. But I can't say enough about the musicians I worked with. They really gave this so much life. So
that's awesome. Yeah, so yeah. You've been a student. You're a senior now, correct?
Yes.
We're graduating together. Okay, cool.
Days.
Yeah. Oh my God. Why?
Sorry.
Don't. The countdown, man. It's crazy. But so you've been a student here for the past 4 years in our music industry program. Can you talk a little bit about how that has influenced your musicianship, the people that you've met through that, and how that has kind of shaped the path that you're on?
Ooh, that's a great question. More than anything, the music industry major here has introduced me to so many different kinds of music and helped me hone in and like sharpen some skills I don't think I would have if I didn't go to this program. I came in not really playing bass or playing with, I played with a few bands in high school, but never really like original music so much as I did in college. So learning how to write with other people and figure out how to like be in a group and do some touring and stuff like that. And just also being so inspired by the people in our major and sitting in the fine arts lobby all the time and hearing conversations and people walking past me and sharing their new music. And like, it's just so great.
I always joke, there's these like two tables that are kind of like high up tables next to like the stairs to the second floor. And me and my roommates always joke, that's like the Allie Sand corner, because she is always there.
I'm always there.
Always there. I was like, they should like dedicate like a plaque to her or something.
You are not the first person that said that. A lot of the professors think that they should like get me a name tag for my office kind of thing. Because I really do love sitting there. And part of it is because so many opportunities have presented themselves to me just by making myself available and being there. And that's another big thing. I think in Oneonta, people are so willing to collaborate and say, oh, hey, play this show. Like, you would sound great for this. Oh, hey, work with me on this song that I just wrote. And by making yourself available and showing your face a lot, then it'll happen. So that's like what I'm hoping to carry with me after graduation. Like, just be there and then things will come.
Absolutely. Speaking of the music industry program and kind of the people that you've met through that,
mm-hmm.
You were in a band, Sing Double. A lot of those musicians played on The Flood. How does that experience being in a band like that influence your solo project, and where do you see it going as a solo artist?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. Surprisingly enough, I think that being in a band that maybe has a little bit of a heavier sound than I do made me want to take this solo project and kind of put it in the other direction, just because, not to like separate myself from Sing Double, I loved playing that band, but just to explore genres of music and styles of writing that I felt like maybe weren't suited for Sing Double, but now that I'm doing my own thing, I can just experiment a little bit more. After graduation, I'm hoping to just kind of keep up doing this kind of thing. And part of that is going to be playing Margaritaville at a lot of bars and restaurants for the next few months. But then hopefully afterwards or before then, I can still record and collaborate with people and go a little further outside my hometown.
Absolutely. Unrelated, but I saw on the credits on Instagram that you played the mandolin on this song.
Yes, I tried.
That's like, I just saw that and I was like, there's no way. She just, you play, because you play bass, you play guitar, you play mandolin, you play...
Kind of.
You just had so many different credits on this song, which I thought was cool.
Thank you.
Like you said, this is the first song off a project that's coming. You've got some mm-hmm. music coming this year. What can, like, we expect that to look like?
Sure. I think that you can expect the next few songs I have coming out to not sound anything like The Flood. And I say that just I say that with excitement because since I wrote that such a long time ago, the other songs were a little bit more recently written and took on a different sound, which, I mean, I wanted to put Flood out first because, like you said, you've heard it a lot over the past 2 years. I think that anyone who's been to one of my shows at, like, a house venue in Oneonta or a bar or just Foothills or something like that has heard the Flood because it's kind of a staple in my set list. Yeah. So, but going forward, expect just some different sounds, and I'm looking forward to it.
All right, so you're going to play one more song for us. Tell us a little bit about what the song is, how it relates to your upcoming project.
Yeah, so actually, funnily enough, this isn't going to be a song off the project that I'll be putting out in the next few months, but I wanted to play it today because I think it represents a little bit more of what my sound will be going forward and stuff I'm writing more recently. I just finished this one like a few months ago. So I wanted to play a new one and not have you hear something I wrote when I was like in high school and a little angsty, so.
Sweet.
This one's called The Wheel.
Coming around the wheel to 22, looking out at a haze of what's coming to you. Is it good? Is the world still turning round just like it should? You ask me. I press my temple to yours with a seal. I can take some weight off your wheel. I've been down, but it seems the wheel just keeps on turning round. I tell you, I've gotten used to you being around. I've started talking like you. I'm laying down in the dark and the sound. I think I love you.
That was sick.
Thank you.
Sometimes I look at people just playing guitar and I'm like, how? That was The Wheel.
That was called The Wheel, yeah.
From Ali Sant, our guest this morning on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Her song The Flood is out now everywhere you get music. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I was looking forward to doing this.
Oh my God, this was so great. Is there anywhere else, social media, website, anything that people can check out?
Yeah, if you look up Ali Sant, A-L-L-I-E-S-A-N-D-T, it rhymes even better. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, all that good stuff.
Sweet. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
You're listening to Radiothon. 24 hours nonstop tunes. Yeehaw! Only on WONY 90.9 FM, Oneonta the Whale.
Considering an online pharmacy? Explore BeSafeRx to find useful information and resources to help you purchase medicines safely online. A safe online pharmacy requires a doctor's prescription, has an address in the United States, has a licensed pharmacist, and is licensed by a state pharmacy board. It's best to stay away from online pharmacies that don't meet these criteria. Discover more helpful tips and resources at BeSafeRx. Go to fda.gov/BeSafeRx.
From everyone here at WONY, have a great spring break. Be safe and have fun. See you when you get back.
Men came to visit where I've been. They brought gifts with the Southside blend. One had Hennessy, the other a book of street ministry. The third gave a mirror and told me to remember me. Assemblies, assimiles, and metaphors. Analogies, this analog, the reservoirs I come from and got the dog in them. They become gods, no longer we're hogging them. I saw venom in the eyes of a snake. The Solomon for common men, I wise up the place like a prize in a race. That boy hold the medal by the scars on his face. I can tell he know the ghetto where we both trying to get to. It ain't coincidental. His is on the streets, mine's is over instrumentals. The Lord sent my mental to be more than sentimental. The ventricles that I've been through are temples of what I've been through.
Why don't you rise up, show all the people? Why don't you rise up, show all the people? Why don't you rise up, show all the people?
Holy ground and pillars, Lord willing, drug dealers, monks with keys to gorilla, Chicago illa, some no dealer, rich cars for fillers, parents trying to get their kids to 18, so they will us, youngins is restless, investments, investors, my man ain't from Dallas, but he know where the Texas hold him, my poker face is golden, pedigree of a legacy that's stolen, wise like the old man with food in his beard, and when he cry freedom, it's jewels in his tears, blues in the beers, outside in the fears, a sleuth for the truth, it's clues in the years. I unruled the fears so that I could get beers. Like the diabolical and do the improbable, that anything's possible ill, but it's logical. Touched by black angels so you can feel the molecule.
Why don't you rise up, show all the people? Why don't you rise up, show all the people? Why don't you rise up, show all the people?
Yo, listen. flashing lights, the main attraction everywhere she goes. She could be anybody type. It's how she feels inside that makes her glow.
She makes her way to the dance floor.
Yeah.
Turns the floor into a catwalk. All eyes on her, they all want more.
Yeah.
She swings her hips to the beat, she goes.
You're tuned in to Vinylthon on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Stay tuned for 24 hours of vinyl listening.
You're listening to Vinylthon 2024. Stay tuned. Radio stations are spinning together to celebrate vinyl. This year's Vinylthon special is coming up, featuring artist interviews, behind-the-scenes stories from the vinyl industry, and a special chat with this year's Vinylthon ambassadors, Third Man Records.
Hi, this is Ben Blackwell from Third Man Records, and I want to thank you for supporting Vinylthon. From our side of things, from me personally to Third Man, it is insanely appreciated, and it's encouraged, and you know, we couldn't be happier that you said 200 different stations this year. Yeah, that's amazing. That's wild. And that's only going to grow, and it's only going to have more people do individual shows where they just play vinyl, et cetera, et cetera. And maybe that's one way that we see vinyl growth is actually in the radio realm.
You're listening to Vinylthon 2024.
This Sunday, April 21st, is WONY eBoard elections for the 2024-2025 school year. All members of WONY are required to attend, and you must be a member to participate in the voting. This election is in IRC 2 at 2 p.m. I hope to see you there.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. My name is Gideon. We've got Sophia in the studio with us, and we welcome, following the incredible Lisa Heller, we welcome Luke Mock.
Yay.
Woo.
Yay, thanks.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling great, honestly. Nervous.
Nervous? Yeah. For this or for the concert?
For the concert. I'm super happy to be here. But yes. Honestly, you know, just to...
You're not nervous for this, are you? I don't make you nervous?
You know, in a different way.
Yeah. Okay. We're about to have a really super, like, serious, professional discussion.
Yes.
Because I don't know you at all.
Right, not even a little.
So, I don't know you, you know. This is the first time I'm meeting Luke Mock ever. Tell me about Luke Mock.
Well, first of all, I'm so happy to be here. Opening for the Driver Era, you know, with Lisa Heller. I love her. She's amazing. Just telling you about me, I guess. I'm an acoustic, often, but indie pop artist, and I'm from Auburn, New York. I'm just put out a bunch of new songs, and I'm super, super excited. I've got this cool string of shows I'm doing, and I'm super happy to be here right now. And I was saying that I'm nervous, but honestly, it feels good to be nervous. It's been a little while since I've felt nerves for a show, so I'm kind of taking that as meaning, like, I'm excited.
Yeah, that's excited. A little nervous is okay. A little nervous makes,
like,
it...
If I'm nervous, I must be excited. It must be important. Like, I know it's going to be good, though.
Exactly. So you've been playing a string of shows. Tell us a little bit about, like, where you've been playing lately.
Absolutely. So I was just playing at the State Fair. That was incredible. The New York State Fair in Syracuse. And I also just got done with a show opening for the Q-Tip Bandits in Ithaca, which was awesome. They're an amazing group, and After Six was another one of the acts that played. They were incredible as well.
And now you're here.
Yes.
Back in Oneonta.
We made it. Back home.
Back in Oneonta. You played a lot while you were a student here. You just graduated, but you used to play here a lot.
I did. I miss it more than anything.
Are you excited to be back?
I'm unbelievably happy to be back here. But I will say, I don't know what it's going to feel like. Like, the show, I've played a bunch of places here, but I haven't played the arena. It's, you know, I haven't, that atmosphere is going to be different, and I know it'll be special. So
it's like a homecoming show,
something like that. Yeah,
it's gonna be really cool. So we just played the Universe Funk remix, which you dropped Universe when you first got here as a student, right?
Yeah, so I wrote it immediately as I got here in 2019 and released it, recorded it, finished recording it right when COVID started, and then released it during that first summer going into my sophomore year when we were all home.
So then, flash forward, you know, that was a huge hit locally, huge hit. I just remember, like, being at one of your shows and everybody was singing along. But you, this past year, when you were leaving as a senior, you dropped a remix with Xavier Sharp, which I also don't know him, never met him before. Don't know who he is. Yeah, I don't know. But you dropped a remix with him. What was that collaborative process like, and what made you want to drop a remix like that?
Well, I'll start with the second half of that question. It was kind of a full circle moment, and the process of like getting us started and kind of how it came about started with Xavier, kind of really wanting to experiment with the song, and he kind of pressured me just a little bit, and then we were like, wait, this is really cool, when we started kind of messing around with the more funk elements in the production, and we were like, oh, we should like do this for real, because it, you know, I came here, put out Universe, and now I was preparing to leave, and it was just kind of a full circle moment to kind of put this new, and to me it feels like a new and improved version with its own kind of taste to it. So
for sure,
yeah, and the collaboration process was great. Xavier and I lived together at the time, so we would basically, I would hear him working on it down the hallway and he was kind of like hyper obsessed with it.
I remember like listening to it when it was in fruition.
Yeah, it was definitely a really fun process. I've never made a song like that with someone that, you know, I lived with, and you know, where someone else was like, I'm super into this, and we spent a lot of time like developing what we wanted it to be, and I'm really happy with how it turned out. So it was really special, and working with Xavier, he's such a good producer. He's a great writer as well, and an artist. But in general, just working with him on a song was super nice. We complement each other pretty well.
You do. Yeah. I saw an interview that you did with somebody else that you were going over your inspirations. And you said, who inspired you?
I thought you just said you read it. Who inspired me?
Who inspired you? No. This is how radio interviews go. I throw you a bone and you have to finish it.
Of course. So, I mean, I'm inspired by a lot of things. I mean, the sun coming up every day. No, but really.
So that's just, you know, Shawn Mendes waking up.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, obviously, to a lot of people that listen to my music know that I'm a big Shawn Mendes fan. You know, I got a lot of inspiration from him as a singer and a guitar player as I kind of developed and grew up. Lately, I find a lot of inspiration from other pop artists, too, like Harry Styles, Olivia Rodrigo, Billie Eilish, and, you know, just a plethora of new music. I love the pop sound right now.
I agree. And, I mean, they're the best of the best, so.
And, you know, speaking of the remix, Dua Lipa as well, and Calvin Harris, that kind of stuff.
For sure.
A big inspiration for that, specifically.
For sure. So, you also dropped a new song this past summer, but before we talk about it, we have to talk about the most important song in the Luke Mock catalog. And that, of course, has to be High School Crush. We have to talk about High School Crush, Luke. You approved this question.
I did not approve such thing.
I didn't.
I approved nothing. You asked me before this, and I was like, we cannot talk. Okay, what do you want to know? What do you want to know?
Well, I never heard the song. Oh. And because the one show you played the song that I was, since I got to Oneonta, I wasn't there. I had COVID. So
it's a bummer, man.
Yeah. And I remember texting our friend Erin. She like sent me, oh my God, he's playing High School Crush. And I was like, there's no way. There's no way that I have COVID and you're playing High School Crush. So now, as to make up for that, you have to talk about it on air.
Okay. Well, that was the song that kind of followed me. Like, if I were to say that Universe was the full circle moment song of my career here in Oneonta, High School Crush was the song that followed me throughout my freshman to senior year in high school.
Gotcha.
It kind of became noticed by the school because there was this talent show that we would do right before winter break at my high school. And I ended up winning the talent show my freshman year. In the final round, I played that song. I played High School Crush. It was the only original that I had played. And ever since then, like, everyone in the school knew it, and it kind of became that song. Like, Universe is Here, the song, it became the song that followed me throughout high school.
Yeah.
Until I got here and replaced it with Universe.
Well, thank you for that.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. I know that question was something that, actually, I have to give a shout out to Hannah, because Hannah came up with that question, right?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. I'm super, super glad.
Yes, super glad. So, Before I let you go and before we play your new song, I want to talk about What You Deserve. That's probably like one of my favorites that you've done. I remember
thank you.
Watching you play it, watching you just your kind of creative journey with that song, from everything to like the writing of it, and then when you were going through the producing process and putting it out and marketing it, and even down to like the cover art, which I can't claim that, you know, I was a part of that, but it was really cool to see when it came out.
Yeah, I mean, you were around for the whole process in terms of getting it done, so.
Yeah, it's cool to see that it's out, and it was cool to listen to, you know, on my phone, which, by the way, you can totally listen to on your phone at Luke Mock on Spotify, Apple Music, everywhere you get music. And what's your website? LukeMock.com?
LukeMock.com, you know.
LukeMock.com.
Heck yeah.
You can see merch, where he's playing, all that stuff. But talk a little bit about, before we play it, talk a little bit about What You Deserve.
Sure. So this was probably the song that I really came into my own as a producer. And I'll get into like what the song is actually about, but in general, the song, it was the first song I really produced on my own. I had a lot of help and mentorship and collaboration with friends and really talented people with the rest of my other songs as well. But that was really where I sat down, wrote the song with a good friend of mine named Brian Blowers. I write a lot of songs with him. But in general, the production was very me. I got every element, wrote every element, and kind of constructed it to be what I felt like really represented me as an artist the most. And so I guess just talking a little bit about what it's about. The writing was talking about how I was unable to kind of give somebody what they deserved in a relationship, and it was very difficult because it was better for them.
Whatever that means.
Yeah. Stream Better by Luke Mock.
As you were talking about the song, the Be Real went off.
Yeah, I was going to say, your Be Real is going to be cooler than mine.
So check out his Be Real, too, if you want to see a little behind the scenes of the madness in here.
Check out his Be Real.
So, yeah, we're going to play What You Deserve by Luke Mock. You're opening the show tonight at the Dwar Arena. Luke Mock, Lisa Heller, The Driver Era. Make sure you keep tuned in to WONY 90.9 because we might have another special guest coming in a little later. So keep your eyes peeled and ears peeled for that. This is What You Deserve by Luke Mock.
Hi, everybody. Hi, WONY listeners. Today, my name is Faith. Today, I'm here with Lisa Heller, who is opening at tonight's show with The Driver Era in the Dwar Arena. Welcome back to Oneonta.
Thank you so much.
You've been here a few times in the past couple years. How does it feel to be back in this time playing in a big arena like the Dwar Arena?
I'm so excited. I honestly just feel honored that you guys wanted to bring me back, and I'm just really excited to be here.
How does it feel? Are you excited to open for the Driver Era?
Yeah. I have watched Ross on Disney Channel growing up, so it's really cool to be playing a show with everyone.
Oh, yeah. I was a Austin and Ally girl for sure. So to start off, you know, you've been creating music for a long time, since you were about in high school, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How has your approach to songwriting changed since you were a high schooler to now, you know, into your career, immersed into it fully?
Yeah, I think it's definitely changed a bit. I always started when I was like 13, 14, when I was starting to write, I would always start like on the piano in my parents' house because a Steinway piano got passed down from my great aunt when she passed away. And I was like, I'm going to teach myself to write a song, and ended up taking like, I'm kind of a perfectionist, so I ended up going back to the same song like over and over and over again, and I finally finished it like 6 months later. Like, it took a really long time. So the process is definitely different now. Like, I can write a song sometimes in like half an hour. So it's definitely different. Sometimes it does take a little bit longer. Like, maybe I revisit it. I write it one day and then revisit it another day or something like that. But the process is definitely shortened a bit.
Yeah.
Luckily, because that would take a really long time. But yeah, I usually now, I sometimes write on the piano. I sometimes, like, if I'm co-writing with other people and they bring a guitar to the session, we sometimes write on guitar. I've also written over, like, if a friend who's a producer starts making, like, a beat or something, I always write over that. So it's kind of, like, varies, depends on, like, what the session is and what we're doing. But I always try to, like, bring my perspective and like my roots of like writing on that piano and the emotion that I feel and I felt growing up, like writing and that feeling to every session that I do.
When did you decide or like, you know, figure out that you wanted to be a musician? Was it just like an organic thing?
Yeah, I honestly like didn't really think that I was gonna do anything with it. It was more just like for my own personal like mental health and stability. I would come home from school after like sports practice and stuff when I was like 14, and I was kind of struggling at the time, but I didn't really realize it until later. But I just like would always go to the living room, sit down at the piano, and just be like, all right, I'm just gonna like write a song right now and like just let my feelings out. And it kind of just started as that. And then as time went on, I kind of just like decided to start putting music out and see what happens. And then one video kind of just like went crazy on YouTube, and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna like move to LA and just give it a real shot because this is when I would do that and just see what happens. And yeah, I've been there the past few years, and now I'm going on my first like really big tour, and I've gone on a, like three other tours in the past year too, so this year is like kind of been the year so far.
Yeah, you are going on tour in the fall. You're gonna open for Christian French this fall across the United States and stuff. Like, how exciting is that? Like, are you nervous, or are you more excited than nervous, or a mix of both?
I'm so excited. I am a little nervous too. With a broken ankle, it's gonna be interesting doing this big of a tour. But I feel like what I've been putting in the past few years of just like doing my time like performing shows, whether it be to 2 people or 5,000, which I've done both, just like figuring out like who I am as an artist, who I am as a live performer, what people want when they see me on the stage and everything, like I've learned so much about that. And I feel like this is, I wouldn't have been ready a couple years ago. Like, I think this is the time, and I'm very excited.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a really awesome tour. And I'm always curious about like songwriting processes for musicians. Some of them prefer to write the lyrics first or have an instrumental or things like that to write off of. What is your kind of area, like what do you prefer? Do you prefer to start with the lyrics and then melody and all that comes after, or what's your kind of creative process like with that?
It definitely varies. I think the songs, so like a lot of times I go into a session and it's like, okay, we have to write a song today, and it's like, okay, I need to like pull from something, and it's kind of like whatever comes first that you really connect with, is that that's what you go with. So sometimes it's like, oh, we start playing some chords and then like a melody pops into my head. I'm like, oh, I like that melody, and then lyrics kind of just come after. There's other times where I'm like, I had this lyric idea just randomly pop in my head. Like one time I was driving and my phone was about to die, and I like had this lyric idea and I had to write it on my coffee cup because I didn't have any paper. So I totally depends, I think, on the situation. Sometimes I literally just wake up in the morning and I'm like, I have the song idea or melody idea. So it kind of just depends. Like, I don't know if you believe in like a higher power or something, but sometimes it just like comes and I'm like, yeah, where did this come from? I don't know. But usually I just lean into that and then write from there.
Okay, so it varies just depending on the day, I guess, and what happens. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So diving into your music, you know, it's very melodic, very rich vocals, very powerful lyricism. Recently you released your new EP, Damage Control. Could you go into the EP a bit, just starting out, what is like the meaning of it to you?
Yeah, so this whole year I've been releasing a song a month, and then every 4 songs it turns into an EP. So it's like 3 EPs. And it's kind of just been on this journey starting from the beginning of the year, and it's going to keep going to the end of the year. And this like middle EP was kind of like the low point, I think. And I wanted to get that across in the different emotions that you go through when you're in like a low moment. So yeah, the 4 songs were Downer, Damage Control, Pretend, and Rock Bottom. And Rock Bottom was like the one that's like the very low point, because it's like rock bottom.
Yeah.
But I wanted to like get that across, and like get across like dealing with mental health and stuff like that. But each song definitely has its own kind of thing to it. So Downer was a little bit more playful, and it's more just like a fun song but still talking about mental health. Mm-hmm. And then Pretend was a really fun song that I did with my friends Night Shift, and that was more just like reflecting on a relationship that has passed and it just never lined up correctly. And as I said, Rock Bottom is like was like the low moment. I think that's my favorite song I've released so far, actually. And then Damage Control was the title track, and that was kind of just wrapping up the EP and talking about how you can reflect on these things and have all these bad thoughts, but sometimes like they're just thoughts and you can get through them. So that's kind of what I wanted to get across, like, overall with the EP.
Yeah, that makes total sense. And yeah, you wrote everything so like beautifully and elegantly. Like, it just really, it speaks, you know. And that's what I wrote down. I said like each song's quite different from the other, and I was inferring like representing up and down moves as you just kind of like go through life. That's kind of, you know, a collection of that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I also really love the cover of the EP. I'm like a big music like cover person. I like to look at them and see like kind of what they're about. So, you know, it's you sitting in a room full of records and cassettes. You have like that blue background and, you know, fun text and things. Could you explain kind of the inspiration behind it, if there is any, and like what it means to you?
Yeah, definitely. So for all the songs on that EP, I actually found this house in LA, and we were shooting in all these different rooms, and we chose like each room based on like the mood of the song. So this room in particular, I was like, this is like the perfect room to tie the whole EP together, because it has all these vinyl records. It has like this old school retro vibe to it. It has blue, which is my favorite color. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of like set the mood of like all these different feelings and emotions, and I just felt like it was the perfect kind of setup. And yeah, so I worked with a photographer, Alyssa, and she's great. And then I worked with my friend Emily, who's like amazing at graphic design, and kind of as a team we figured out like, okay, this is what we want to do photography wise text wise and it kind of just like all came together.
Oh, that's awesome. You're talking about how Rock Bottom was your favorite song, and I do want to give listeners a little taste of who you are. So it features a little different mix of different elements in the EP together all in one that has its, you know, up and down moments in it. So I think we should play it. So this will be Rock Bottom by Lisa Heller. So that was Rock Bottom. I love that song. One of my favorites off of the EP for sure. And I know a lot goes into figuring out kind of what songs you want to have out into the world. So you had, mm-hmm. you know, you released two singles prior on, you had Pretend and you had Downer and then that one. What was the reasoning kind of for, I guess, all these songs in particular to kind of be on this specific EP or release now?
Yeah, I think that honestly it just felt like organic, and I wanted that to come across with what I was releasing and like the order and stuff. Like, I feel like a lot of people kind of overthink it and they're like, I need something to go viral on TikTok and then I'm going to release that one. And just being in LA and stuff, like, that's something that a lot of people are talking about. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to bring it back to, like, what do I feel when I listen to the song? And what would I feel as a listener if I didn't write the song? Like, what would I feel? And I wanted to take people on, like, that journey of, like, okay, Downer is, like, kind of more playful. Like, if you don't really want to get too deep in your emotions. And then Pretend is a little bit more deep. And then, like, Rock Bottom is, like, the deepest that you could go, because it's really like admitting things deep about yourself. So I kind of wanted to take people on that journey, and that was kind of the goal, just like to bring people in, and like if you haven't heard of my music before, to just relate to it, because I feel like that's what's so powerful about music, is being able to relate to something deeper.
Yeah, definitely. I love how you said that, especially with the point about, you know, TikTok virality. A lot of people I feel like are writing for that, so it's nice to see, you know, or in here things that aren't just for that. And also, like, yeah, music is powerful. Like, it's a powerful tool. Even if you don't listen to a lot of music, you still are consuming it one way or another. So yeah, definitely. So thank you for answering all those questions. Just to get into some fun general questions to learn a little bit more about you, what has been some of your favorite music lately?
Oh my gosh, I've been listening to a lot. Trying to think, Jeremy Zucker has always been one of my favorite artists. I've been listening to him a lot. Also, Remy Wolf. I've been loving her music.
Oh, I love Remy Wolf.
Yeah, those are two of my favorites for sure. They're very different, but I just, like, I love both of those artists.
Yeah, it's good to have a good mix of genres going on, you know? If you could tour with any artist or band, who would you choose?
Ooh, that's really hard. I would maybe say Taylor Swift, just because, like her lyricism and everything are so powerful, and I really wish I saw her on this tour, but I just feel like she's such an amazing artist and person.
Yeah.
And I feel like that would just be like the coolest experience ever.
Yeah, I also wanted to go see her, but I was just like, A, the ticket prices were crazy, and also like, you know, nothing around really in New York to go to, honestly. Yeah. But do you have any final words for our listeners?
Well, I just wanted to say thank you so much. Thank you for bringing me back again. I really appreciate it. I'm so excited for the show tonight. Please let me know if you heard my music and you like it. I always check my DMs. So, and my DMs are always open to talk about mental health and stuff. And I think, you know, life is hard out there. So it's really important to like have people to talk to and stuff. So thank you so much for having me here.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you for coming on. Make sure to check out, if you're in the Oneonta area, make sure to check out Lisa Heller, Luke Mock, and the Driver Era tonight in the Duo Arena. Doors open at 6 p.m. I think tickets are still online, and you can get them in person, I think, at Hunt Union. But yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
We're here. This is Moni 90.9 FM, SUNY Oneonta's radio station. We are on location at the Duar Arena for O-Fest with Waka Flocka and Yun M.A. We have Yun M.A. here right with us. How excited are you to perform tonight at SUNY Oneonta to a crowd of eager students?
I mean, you know, I've been performing at a lot of college shows, so one thing about the college shows, they get crazy, they get lit, so I'm always excited for this. Like, it's always a vibe, it's always just good energy, you know what I mean, a good performance and joy. So, yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to it. Yeah.
Definitely. Are you planning on maybe going out on any future dates after this, maybe a headline tour of some sorts?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to get there. Once the music starts driving, we definitely head towards that direction. So, absolutely.
You just released Open Scars last year to a really awesome audience. In February, you posted on Instagram that new music is coming soon. When can your fans expect that?
Like in a couple days.
Oh, that yeah. is so exciting.
Trim. Big trim.
That's so exciting.
So yeah, we're coming crazy all summer. Actually, all summer is over. In May summer.
Keep That's an eye out, everybody.
Exactly. Yeah. Keep an eye out for that.
Eye out, foot out, toe out, everything.
And your music video for Big just hit 100 million views, which is not your first music video to do, so you have you have a lot of them that have hit that milestone. But that song came out, like, over 5 years ago, and now people, you know, it's hard to get people watching music videos. Everybody likes to stream nowadays. So how does it feel to have people still want to watch that video and support you in that way?
I mean, I think it's real dope, because when you're an independent artist, like, those numbers is not easy to hit. You know what I'm saying? You know, when you're independent, You grind it from the gutter, from the bottom, all through you. So hitting 100, even like 50, you know what I mean? It's big. You know what I mean? Shout out to Big. That's a platinum record too as well for me, my other platinum record. So, you know what I mean? When you hit those type of numbers as an independent artist, it's automatically like just a blessing, a gift. Because as much work that's being put into it, it's not easy like it is with certain situations. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that's a big look.
You have always really had a very humble presence in the rap scene, and you've shown your gratitude greatly by supporting community members through your Queens Foundation. Right. How important is it for you to remain humble in the rap scene and support those who need that support the most?
I think it's always important to stay humble, because it keeps you grounded. You know what I mean? You're dealing with an industry that has a lot going on. Sometimes you can get caught up in it. Sometimes you can get lost. So, like, being humble, it kind of keeps me tamed, you know what I mean? Keeps me trim, keeps me level, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I purposely put myself in those positions where I remind myself to stay humble, because you could get caught up. And, you know, I just enjoy it, because at the end of the day, I be me at all times. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I don't change my ways for nobody. So, if me being humble is me, then that's just me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It ain't like a strategy to do. It's just something that comes with me, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah,
I think that's super important, especially in the music industry with a lot of big egos. So.
Yeah, a lot of big egos, a lot of competition, a lot of things going on. Like, those are the type of things I don't let affect me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I stay in my own zone, stay in my own bubble, I move like that.
Definitely. And you've definitely also, besides music, besides we mentioned the Queens Foundation, whatever, and to kind of wrap it up, you know, you've gone to a lot of different avenues. You know, you had like that alcohol collaboration that you had, and you had your NFTs and things like that. Right. When you were first starting out, you know, obviously you're probably very focused on the music, but how has it been to go into these other different avenues, and would you like to keep pursuing these other avenues besides music in the future?
No, absolutely. That's what we tapped into now. You know what I mean? Just
wow. It's really nice out here under all these stars. Oh, yes. It is a beautiful night. Do you think we're alone in the universe? Wait, what's that?
We are here to test you. How would you like to be tested?
Wait, if we say nothing, maybe they won't test us.
Probably.
Agreed.
What? No!
Ah!
Oh, that's all?
You are listening to 90.9 WONY Oneonta. If females from Venus probe you, don't be a baby.